Like a lot of St. Louis area natives, Brad Waldrop's first exposure to the New Life Evangelistic Center was through its TV station, Channel 24. It broadcasts religious programs and requests for donations. Waldrop learned more about New Life a decade later when he got involved in the downtown scene as a mortgage banker, property owner, developer, and resident.
And I started to see things, you know, firsthand, people coming and going from the facility or camping on it, whether it's on the fire escape or in the rear, and committing crimes. At that point, I was just completely overwhelmed with what I saw.
Waldrop tried getting Larry Rice and other New Life officials to help, but he says they wouldn't cooperate. So Waldrop used the only method he thought he had left. He gathered signatures from almost 140 property owners around New Life, asking the city's Board of Public Service to determine that it's detrimental to the neighborhood. Police officers testified about seeing numerous drug transactions and neglected children. One told the board that New Life is consistently among the top places for calls for service. "Don't blame my clients," says Rice.
"Friday and Saturday nights, we do see problems, but I don't see the problems on the part of the homeless. I see drunken people stumbling out of bars that urinate behind our building. But they don't want to recognize that because there's money in that."
Waldrop says he's got nothing against the city's homeless population, but he says they're not well served by Rice's programs.
Maybe they're not getting hurt for that long, but in my opinion, whether they're there for 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months, they're walking around kind of aimlessly, not being interacted with by a trained staff. And then they eventually find their way out. So I think that's damaging to the people they're serving.
Out on the streets around New Life, opinions about Rice's work vary. Keith Gray went through one of its longer-term programs and says while he's still homeless and looking for a job, it was a positive experience.
"He gave me an opportunity to be independent and cook my own food and, you know, just take care of me like I needed. And he also gave me emotional help where I need to get closer with God."
But Scott Barber and his friend Vance say they've never gotten beyond the bare minimum of services.
"I think he should help people find a place to live. And he should be able to fix that place up."
"He gets donations. I was sitting there last year for Christmas dinner and watched him get $40,000 donations back to back. What's he doing with all the money? He ain't helping nobody with it."
Other social service providers, like the Very Reverend Mike Kinman at Christ Church Cathedral, are watching this quasi-legal battle warily. "Like it or not," Kinman says, "NLEC is providing a service that's difficult to find elsewhere. Shutting it down could be a disaster."
"This is why St. Paul told Christians not to drag each other into court. Because once the court happens, you stop thinking about how can we work together and you start thinking about how can we beat the other side."
Larry Rice says he'll appeal any ruling that goes against him. New Life is a church, he says, and provides shelter as part of its biblical mandate.
"We follow the scriptures and the teachings of Jesus Christ, not Francis Slay or Ed Roth or anybody else. That creates a clash. We will then continue to move through the court saying we don't need a hotel permit."
New Life supporters plan one more day of testimony on December 10th before both sides submit briefs to the board for consideration. There's no deadline by which its members have to make a decision. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.